rebelling on the driving down. And you know like I know, and you know like I know, and you know like I know.
I wasn't grateful.
Oh, no.
You wasn't faithful.
Oh, no.
I need some vodka, maybe some Grey Goose. You need some grape juice.
Oh, no.
I couldn't save you.
Oh, no.
How long would it take you?
Oh, no.
Before you recognize that I am the alpha, alpha. I was in a different time zone.
Time zone.
Looking at you from my iPhone. Fixed on trying to get a ride home. Fixed on trying to get my eyes off you. That's how I got caught up in a cyclone. Now I'm standing on my own. Trying to hand you these roses. It's funny how time flies before you showed me what a hole is. I was in the coldest. Link me on where the dough is. You tell me you're broke, I'm broken. I don't have TikTok. I could care less about what you're posting. Vent me a ghost, I'm ghosting. You want me back cause I'm chosen. Pull on my staff and split your Red Sea. Let my kids go in. Connecting you to my routers. Connecting you to high power. Twin towers gonna fall and break you. Who's gonna save you? How long is it really gonna take you? Before you recognize that I am the alpha, alpha. I was in a different time zone. Looking at you from my iPhone. Please stop bugging, I'm not home.
Time zone this morning, AQ and Brimo. Morning, welcome to Freshly Pressed. You're listening to Fresh 107.9 FM. It's Thursday, the 28th day of March 2024. The time is 7:01 from our studio. Welcome to Freshly Pressed this beautiful morning. My name is Emmanuel, okay? Let's start off with the newspapers on display this morning. The Punch newspaper, the Vanguard newspaper, Platform Times and Pen Pushing all on my table this morning. I start with the lead stories in the Punch newspaper. Slain soldiers' burial. Tinubu insists on killer's arrest as families demand justice. You find that in the Punch newspaper. Two other stories. NNPCL denies adjusting fuel pump prices. That's also in the Punch newspaper. FIRS will not introduce additional taxes at DDG. Killer Elders frustrating efforts to resettle Benue IDPs. That's from SEMA. Senegal, Liberia presidential polls deepened ECOWAS democracy campaign. That's from the president. Crisis hits Eco Disco. Chairman, directors disagree on MD's sacking. In the Punch newspaper, Tinubu's 50-member emergency team gets 6 months to rescue economy. And away from that, SIM NIN subscribers kick against Friday deadline, demand extension. Away from that, NLC rejects Abure's return. Labour Party tips OB for 2027. Defence Intelligence Agency holding missing Lagos editor. That's according to IPI. Ulubado designates healthy will appear in public soon. That's from his son. The stories in the Punch newspaper this morning. INEC to publish Edo governorship candidate credentials Saturday. And away from that, Nengi demands reinstatement, threatens to drag Akpabio before NBA. Rescued Kaduna school children reunite with families today. Follow Togo's example, return to parliamentary government, Afenifere tells Tinubu. Lake Chad Basin may get special security outfit, according to Zulum. Five terrorists killed in Borno, Benue, Katsina. APC named Sanwo-Olu Uzodinma others zonal coordinators. Make report of Better Edu Probe public group, Easter. Federal government declares Friday, Monday, public holidays. FRSC prepares 200 mobile courts for traffic offenders. You find the stories in the Punch newspaper. Let's check out the Vanguard newspaper this morning. The lead story here, at burial, grieving families of slain soldiers demand justice. Away from that, Abure re-elected Labour Party National Chairman despite NLC's opposition. In the Vanguard newspaper, Abiodun to sell rice at 50% discount. Palliatives. Dangote donates 80,000 bags of rice to Lagos residents. State of the nation, insecurity having negative effect on Nigerians. That's according to Afeniferi. Federal government to collect 9 taxes, says FIRS chairman. Here is a special feature from the Vanguard. Ramadan talk, don't overeat during sahur and iftar. Ganduje appoints 6 governors to coordinate APC activities in zones. Subsidy removal provided more fund for federal government and states to squander. Akpomuje, senior advocate of Nigeria. Increase in 2024 Hajj fares unacceptable, Senate whip. And away from that, Binance and Jawala's escape, national embarrassment, ex-DSS boss Ejiofor. Tell soldiers to produce abducted First News editor Segun Olatunji. As come IPI Nigeria, NFIU uncovers IPOB cell in 22 countries. These are the stories you find in the Vanguard newspaper this hour. Let's check out PEM pushing this morning. Nigerian government to compensate families of slain soldiers with houses, scholarship in the PEM pushing. Ogun State government to begin sales of rice at 50% discount. That's in the PEM pushing this morning. Kidnappers should be treated as terrorists, says Tinubu. Nigerian lawmaker arraigned for alleged forgery of National Youth Service Corps certificates. And there's a special one here, the impact of AI on investigative journalism challenges and opportunities. That's a column in the PEN pushing this morning. Checking out the Platform Times, a look at the top stories this hour. NFIU exposes IPOB cells in 22 countries, unveils global funding channels for terrorism. Group calls for investigation into illegal mining operations on OAU campus. Quara cracks down on medical certificate fraudsters. You find that in the Platform Times this morning. Many more stories all across the dailies this morning. Grab a copy of your choice newspaper to get updated on the stories making the rounds this morning. I'll take this break. I'll come back.
Yes, salam.
RAS Unique Homes and Properties. Lucky Bobo Musulu Miku Amojuba. Oshua we Ramadan to Walebe.
Bákan náà ni wọ́n tún ran wa létí wípé ilẹ̀ ní ká kọ́kọ́ gbìyànjú láti ní tá a bá fẹ́ donílé lórí. Ǹjẹ́ ìwọ mọ̀ wípé ìwọ náà lè donílẹ̀ tó fọkànbalẹ̀ pàápàá lásìkò Ramadan yìí? Ìwọ lówó tó ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ rẹ ò tó nǹkan kò lè ka owó ilẹ̀. Eléyìí tó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ yìí náà kọ́kọ́ kó wa gẹ́gẹ́ bí owó àkọ́kọ́ san. Odidi ọdún kan gbáko ló máa fi san eléyìí tó kù pẹ̀lú ìrọ̀rùn. Tí wàá gbọ́ o, bó bá ti pé oṣù méje tó o ti ń sanwó yìí bọ̀, tó o ti sanwó yìí tán, tó o tún wá fẹ́ tún ilẹ̀ rẹ tà lówó gọbọi, a ó fún ọ láyè kó o gbalẹ̀ rẹ kó o tà kó o sì sanwó tiwa tó kù. Kẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ̀rẹ̀ kọ́dún yìí ò tó tán, ìwọ náà ti kó sínú ilé rẹ nu òde láńlọ́ọ̀dù. Fún ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ àlàyé, pé iléeṣẹ́ IAS sórí nọ́mbà yìí 091-3901-1255.
Òní electronics dé, ìrọ̀rùn dé fún gbogbo ẹ̀yin èèyàn wa. Yes, Oni Electronics, ilé iṣẹ́ tọ́lọ́run fi ṣìkẹ́ wa. Tó bá donate electronics, ibùdó kan ṣoṣo kìkì electronics nìyẹn. Owó pọ́ọ́kú ló bá dé. Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì rèé, original náà ń tà níbẹ̀ sá. Láwọn electronic appliances lóríṣiríṣi, bíi television, refrigerator, freezer, radio tape lóríṣiríṣi, plasma TV lóríṣiríṣi, home theater, pressing iron, air condition, generator, washing machine, abibili àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ tá a lè ka tán. Oni Electronics, ọ́fíìsì wọn wà ní Ṣàpọ́n, Abéòkúta, ní Greenhouse, behind New Ṣàpọ́n Shopping Complex, opposite General Post Office. Kò sẹ́ni kẹ́nìbọ́ọ̀dì tẹ́ bèrè òní electronics lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ ní Ṣàpọ́n tí ò mọ bẹ́ẹ̀. Ẹ pè wọ́n tẹlifon 0803-350-6850 àbíkẹ̀ 0706-917-3988. Òní electronics, òní gangan lónìí, òní lónìí ó máa jẹ́.
Our friend Oliver is what you call a man with a huge appetite. Gigantic, actually. And if there's one phrase we have come to know Oliver for, it is this.
More data, please.
No matter what we offer him.
More data, please.
So guess what we did? We heard Glo created new data plans for people like Oliver, and we got him exactly that. And guess what Oliver said?
Excuse me, please, is this all for me? Only me?
Now, Oliver certainly has more than enough data. All thanks to the Glo Mega Data Plans.
With the longer validity you get on Glo Mega Data Plans, you can work from home with ease, run your business better, download non-stop, stream music and movies endlessly, learn online, and share data with anyone. No worries. Get 225 gigabytes at 30,000 naira for 30 days, 425 gigabytes at 50,000 naira for 90 days, and 1 terabyte at 100,000 naira for a year. Dial *777# hash now to start enjoying these mega plans.
Glow Unlimited.
Many thanks for staying with us this morning on Freshly Pressed. Let's welcome Ustaz into the conversation. Morning, sir.
Good morning, okay. And our listeners at home, good morning. There was this news you took there. People should not eat too much for sahur and iftar.
Yeah.
It's a very candid advice. Eat little.
And yeah, observe if you take too much, you become hungry easier.
Yeah.
And then your system has to work abnormally.
Your day gets slowed down because of that thing you just said now. Your system acts abnormally. So eat little, you know, both iftar and and sahur.
For one, I've been advocating for quality food, not quantity.
Yes.
If you are taking anything that time, let it be good food, balanced diet.
Water and fruit.
Yeah.
Water and fruit. When you are breaking, plenty water. That's what the prophet said. Plenty water and fruit.
Because that the digestive tract has not been working since morning. So
just
you need
plenty
to
water.
Lubricate it first.
Plenty water and fruit, and the fruit is not orange, as we used to be doing. It should be maybe watermelon and things like that. Maybe date palm.
Or date palm.
Yeah, they are the best.
This morning, let me say this. Ijewuru Tosuno.
I like that. This is okay. You can be funny at times.
Let's start off with the Vanguard newspaper. Aburi re-elected Labour Party national chairman despite NLC's opposition. Despite the opposition of the Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC, Mr. Julius Abure was yesterday re-elected as the national chairman of the Labour Party for a second term by unanimous affirmation of delegates. But the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, said it did not monitor the purported national convention, which was held in Nnewi, Anambra State. However, shortly after he emerged as the national chairman of the party for a second tenure, Abure declared the positions of deputy national chairman of the party reserved for the Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC, and TUC vacant. The convention empowered the National Working Committee to fill the existing vacancies in the NWC and NEC. In a communique issued at the end of the convention, which was signed by Aburi and Alhaji Umar Farouk Ibrahim, the National Secretary, the convention noted that based on the antecedents of its presidential candidate, Mr. Peter Obi, before, during, and after the 2023 general election, it recommended that the 2027 presidential ticket of the party be solely reserved for him. Many questions coming from there. Is that even constitutional? But away from that, in the Punch newspaper, NLC rejects Abure's return. Labour Party tips Obi for 2027. The national chairman of the Labour Party, Julius Abure, secured re-election on Wednesday at a convention held in Nnewi, Anambra State, amid heavy security. At the convention, the party also announced its decision to reserve its presidential ticket for the 2027 general election solely for Peter Obi, who was its presidential candidate last year. It accorded the same privilege to the governor of Abia State, Alex Oti. But the Nigeria Labour Congress, NLC, which wanted Abure out as Labour Party leader, declared the Wednesday convention a nullity, vowing that Abure would not be recognized. Reacting to the outcome of the convention, NLC spokesman Benson Ukwa declared it's an illegality, a nullity. The whole exercise was a charade. Nothing can legitimize such brazen impunity. When asked for Labour Party's next line of action, Ukwa said, "You wait and see." The convention, which held at the Grand Seasons Hotel on Nnewi, had scanty attendance. That's how the Punch newspaper reports it. Ustaz, Abure's first step, first line of action is to declare the Labour Party, the NLC and TUC seats in the NWC of the Labour Party vacant. Maybe this is a matter of you taka me IW. But Abure and the Labour Party back in the news again.
And the other day, this news came up. You asked a question. Why is Abure, insisting becoming the Labour Party chairman? I think that was the question. How you phrased it, I can't remember. But it implies that why is he thinking that he's the only one that can become the chairman of the Labour Party? I want to take it objectively by saying that Labour Party, like other parties, are having their own share of being big. You know, when you are big, a lot of challenges comes with you. There are a lot of parties whose names you don't know now. If something big happens to them, you realize that all this drama, you know, that you are seeing here will happen in them too. So, welcome Labour Party to the sickness of mega parties.
The league of big parties.
Yes, that's the truth. But being that as it may, when you look at the history of Labour Party, it was me, Miko, that brought them to the forefront when he came in as a governor of Ondo State then, under the platform, you know, when defeated Agagu, I think a sitting governor, and was able to become the governor. And since then, it has been from one to the other, and they are getting stronger. Now, there are people in the House at the national level, which is good. So that's what is playing out. What I expect both the NLC and the people that are presently using the platform of the Labour Party, you know, to pursue their agenda, is for them to sit down and find a way to resolve the problem. They should not implode. Because when they implode, explosion will come, and a lot of things that has happened, the gains will just go away. They should not forget, however you want to look at it, the presidential candidate of Labour Party in 2023 election, Peter Obi, you know, brought in the traction that we are presently witnessing in the Labour Party. Labour Party should not behave in a way to suggest that they don't have what it takes, you know, for big time party, politics in Nigeria. So I'm expecting that this fight back that Abure is bringing up should be done in a mature, they could sit down and see what is going to evolve, how it's going to evolve towards 2027. And this to me is an objective analysis, not minding the fact that there are some other external forces, you know, using internal destructive agents to destroy Labour Party, not minding that. They need to sit down and find a way to leverage on this new momentum which they've gotten all over the Federation. To me, that's the way forward. NLC, TUC, what do you call it, Labour Party. I listened to Osifo yesterday, I think on channels. They should find a way to sit down and resolve the challenges. Whatever is happening to them is not abnormal. It is the sickness of mega parties, and they should find a way to manage it.
Do you think this this issue will consume the Labour Party?
If they are not careful, it's going to consume them. It's going to consume them.
Second thing, they reserve the slots, presidential slots, solely for Peter Obi for 2027 and Alex Oti for Labour Party. What's the assurance that Peter Obi will remain in the Labour Party up until 2027? It remains doubtful.
We have a lot of intrigues that eventually play out. It's playing now, and it's going to play out eventually. But you see, I want them to leave the issue of who comes in 2027. We read in the news, El-Rufai is romancing SDP. El-Rufai too is a big political figure in Nigeria. If, I don't know what they are planning, but if really they really want to move, El-Rufai has what it takes to mobilize the North. I don't know that you are getting it, to mobilize the North. And he's doing the work, and the guy has what it takes. So that's what I'm going to like. Let Labour Party leave who will become their presidential candidate come 2027 and try to, you know, close ranks now and, you know, make the party to be formidable. INEC has served a salvo. We did not witness it. We were not there. And that's a key thing in the Nigerian
court. It makes it a complete illegality.
That's what I'm saying.
In the face of the Nigerian law.
So when
they
get to court, because in previous examples that we have, cases, has shown that once the INEC said we are not part of this, it's illegality. So these are the things they need to sit down to resolve than all this charade and playing to the gallery. And that's what I think Abure is doing just now. They should sit down, look at the constitution of the, what do you call it, of the party, and see how they can sit down to solve these myriad challenges. To me, that's the way forward.
Taken from the Punch newspaper, slain soldier's burial. Tinubu insists on killer's arrest as families demand justice. President Bola Tinubu has insisted that the killers of the 17 officers and men of the Nigerian Army in Delta State on March 14, 2024 must be arrested as families demanded justice during the burial of the slain military personnel at the National Cemetery in Abuja on Wednesday. In his address at the event, Tinubu declared that leaders in Delta State must fish out killers of the soldiers who were ambushed while on a peace mission in the Okuama community in Delta State. This came as the president vowed that the killers would not go unpunished as he conferred posthumous national honors on the slain officers. The late soldiers were honored in three categories, including Member of the Order of the Niger, Federal Republic Medal 1, and Federal Republic Medal 2. The federal government gave the families of the slain soldiers houses and their children got scholarships. At the same time, the president ordered the military to pay the slain soldiers' benefits to their family members within 90 days. Good news here. The honor, the entitlements, but down the line, we've been counting days now since this event happened. There's still no tangible arrest. I followed up with the officer commanding who is now taking over the case, and the same thing is that no tangible arrest has been made. Do you think the people of that community are cooperating with the military?
Oh, thank you. I won't want to go outside that narrative you're just raising, but the truth of the matter that we need to know is that whatever violence that we're having now, the killing, etc., doesn't just happen. There are issues that affect it. There are forces that makes them to come up. And we need to just try and look out for this. We are coming to why all those that they've not been arrested, the culprits, but a lot of other issues are there. First and foremost, like I said earlier on, the narratives that we built in the past is what is giving us this future, the present that we are having now. If we are not careful, we might not be able to deal with them so easily. Recently, I was watching an Al Jazeera program concerning what is happening between Israeli and the Palestinians. And somebody said, look, there are people that are making a mistake. It's not the old versus the new. I mean, it's not the the right versus the left, but rather it's the old versus the new. And that TikTok is the one driving that conversation. And that's one mistake that the Israeli government are presently making, that the youth does not seem to see it the way they've been seeing it. The youth want a change. And until they plug into that, they will not have peace in that region. You see, the same thing is happening in Nigeria. The Gen Z Generation Z, however you call it, are the issues. We uncannily, unknowingly, prodded our youth to hate Nigeria. So whatever it is, when they have any grievance against the system, they go violent. And that's the challenge that we're having, that we need to look into and start changing as a nation. It's really important. That is one. Two, to get the culprit might not be easy because the act was not a communally propelled, act. How do I mean? There have been excuses from people that just wanted to talk. And I kept on saying it. Can we as Nigerians make effort to build Nigeria than to want to destroy Nigeria? People just came up and said, the army were brought in to defend one person and go against the other person. No. Investigation is revealing that the economy of that place is divided into two. The black economy and the white economy. I don't know if that word can be used. The good and the bad economy. Now, we are having increasing, oil production. Why? We have more military men. I said the other day, in that, not just in Delta, in the entire region. We saw what happened a day or 2 days ago the NAF, Nigerian Air Force, bombing so-called illegal, mining or refineries in those areas. These people have a lot of money in their hands. They are the ones that are recruiting these militants to fight back. They want to frustrate the security agents in that region. They want them to leave that region so they can continue with their act. And that is the challenge. So there is no way any member of the community will be able to come out and say this and this are the people that perpetrated this act. When they do that, they have signed a warrant letter of their death. And that's the truth, because they will descend on them. So it goes beyond the community. And I'm being honest, the Nigerian military should please leave the hapless community members. The issue at stake is huge. It goes beyond them. Those ones are victims in what is laying out. The security agents, they know what I'm talking about. The intelligence community knows what I'm saying. There are quite a number of the ex-military leaders, commanders of the army, that have oil well in that area. People know what I'm talking about. Can they sit down and take a holistic review of what is happening there? That is how we can go on. But the people they are fighting have the resources to fight back, to get an army, to fight the Nigerian army. It is not the hapless community people. They should please leave them alone. So if they want them to produce them, they cannot produce them. And that's the honest truth.
It's 7:26 from our studios here at Fresh 107.9 FM. You can send us messages on WhatsApp 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. That number will lead you directly to the studio here. And we'll open the phone lines later on in the show. Send us a message on X as well at Fresh FM Abeokuta. At Fresh FM Abeokuta. In the Pen Pushing newspaper, International Press Institute traces abducted journalist Segun Olatunji to military detention. The International Press Institute Nigeria has traced the abducted editor of First News, Segun Olatunji, to the custody of the Defense Intelligence Agency, an agency under the command of Major General Emmanuel Undiande. Pen Pushing reports that the president of the institute, Muskilu Mojeed, and Tobishoni, legal advisor, made this known in a statement on Wednesday, adding that multiple checks reveal that Olatunji has been kept incommunicado for over 11 days by the military. The International Press Institute, in the statement, called on President Bola Tinubu to activate his powers of his office to direct the Chief of Defense Staff on the need to release the detained journalist without further delay. Multiple checks by the... The Nigerian National Committee of the International Press Institute is hereby calling on President Bola Ahmed Tinubu to activate the powers of his office as Commander-in-Chief of the Nigerian Armed Forces to direct the Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, to produce Segun Olatunji, the editor of First News, who was abducted from his home in Lagos 12 days ago. Pen Pushing further reports that a world body of journalists pointed out that for the past 11 days, the abducted editor has been kept incommunicado with his family, employers and colleagues, unaware of his whereabouts. In the quotes, the rule of law demands that an accused person is allowed to defend himself in a court of law within a reasonable time. This also conforms with the provisions of the 1999 Constitution, which forbids the detention of any citizen or resident beyond 48 hours, except with a valid court order. According to reports, armed men in two unmarked vans arrived at Mr. Olatunji's home in Lagos on March 15. The men, two of whom wore military uniforms, introduced themselves as officers of the Nigerian Army and forced Olatunji to go with them. They declined to tell his wife, who witnessed the abduction, where he was being taken. Now, there's now a little sigh, or a breath of relief, in the sense that before now, we're not certain whether he was arrested or abducted. But if you think the DSS is secret police, then I introduce to you the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, which is on a scale of secrets, even higher than the DSS. The rule of law is clear on this. On what offense, nobody knows. What has been charged with, nobody knows. Whether he's been prosecuted, nobody knows.
Oh, thank you. Let me quickly say this. I'm not flattering you. The truth of the matter is, analyzing with you becomes easy. You give us soft landing. Actually, when you said a sigh of relief, that was what was in my mind. At least we now know where he is. So when you open that narrative with that, I said, okay, this is good. So we now move ahead. This is how I think discourse of this nature should go on, yes, on medium like this. So I don't honestly just eat up the polity for our people that are listening to us, who are diverse. They interpret what we say differently. So you have to know how to manage what we put into the air. So beautiful, good one for you. I like that. Now, be that as it may, one of the hazards of the job. You guys are the core professionals. People like us are pretenders. I'm not a journalist by training. But however, the job we do exposes us. Because there are times you say things that you don't know is hitting a wrong nerve somewhere. And it comes back. Why I want us to be careful is that if the DIA is involved, then our man might have done something of a certain information they feel, you know, has a lot of issues against, you know, the security or peace of the nation. Notwithstanding that, rather, there are steps that need to be taken, which I think the body of journalists should look into. One of which is, can they approach the National Assembly? Now, with this information, okay, if the DIA, what information he has, we don't know. What they have tracked or traced to him, we don't know. Because in the course of this job, you suddenly come across certain information that exposes you suddenly. That was what happened to Delegiwa. Not just him, there have been several others like that who, in the course of doing their job, got exposed to information. Not because they really wanted to get exposed to the information, but in the course of duty, they got exposed to the information, and somewhere along the line, somebody in authority or somebody felt, no, this is not the way it should be. I mean, now we have an established organization that you can trace, you know, in custody of our person. But imagine if it has been a mafia group, faceless. They just come in, you know, spray him, kill him, and just made for the thing here. It happened. We have seen it happening all over the world. So I'm saying that is the hazard of the job. But with the way things are now, I will implore whoever wants to intervene, you know, progressively and productively. Can they engage the National Assembly and raise the issue on the floor of the National Assembly? Let them do that. Let them put out a petition equally to the presidency on this. Let them put out a petition to the military authorities. I mean, we have them. Let them do that. Since you have known that this person has been traced or tracked to your institution, this to me will be the way forward. But why saying that? What are we doing as a body to take care of the family members? In this trade, it's only paparazzi. Fame that comes up, money doesn't easily comes up with journalism. I know you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Now that he has been held in captivity, what is happening to his family? Who is doing something or the other to ensure that and some element of his family life is not suffering because of his absence? These are the other areas I want to call our attention to as a body.
Interesting. Let me read from the reporter Sans Frontier, and that's the body responsible for Press Freedom Index in the world. It says, and I quote, Nigeria is one of West Africa's most dangerous and difficult countries for journalists, who are often monitored, attacked, and arbitrarily arrested, as was the case during the 2023 elections. And that's an affirmation by the RSF. No doubt, this is one of the stories that will give us a negative ranking for 2023. I don't know whether 2023 is out yet, but no doubt it's going to affect our press freedom ranking.
I agree with you, but I disagree with RSF on that. In West Africa, Nigerian press is about the freest. Now, go to Cameroon, go to other this gestapo or this gendarme countries and of West Africa and other places. For them to say people are arrested anyhow in 2023 elections, can they give us names, a list of election?
What they do is they classify all issues, and Nigeria tops the chart when it comes to that. In Nigeria, once a reporter is beaten, those things contribute a lot to press freedom. Also, when NBC issues fines, all those things form it.
How do you call Russia?
Russia is not in West Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
In West Africa, we can't be the worst.
Guess what? Ghana is ranked 62nd, while Nigeria is ranked 123rd. No. So they know what they're saying.
Ghana is ranked what?
62nd.
Let's leave that.
These are some of the issues responsible.
Before now.
On this table, I can list Nigerian journalists who went. There's a guy that has gone missing for like 3 years now. He's not been seen. There's Bagauda Kalto from way back. There's a man who owns a TV station and radio station and a newspaper in Calabar thereabout, was arrested. You have many names like that you can keep reeling out and keep reeling out and keep reeling out.
I'll submit.
You don't have to. This is platform. This is pen pushing. Okay, this is Vanguard rather. Hardship. Abiodo to sell rice at 50% discount. That's in the Vanguard newspaper. Governor Dapo Abiodun of Ogun State yesterday promised to begin the sale of rice to residents of the state at half the price of the commodity to cushion the economic challenges in the country. The governor also noted that the sale of the commodity would begin with public servants across the board, adding that his administration aspires to return the purchasing power of public servants. A sincere apologies for that. The governor also noted that the sale of the commodity would begin with public servants across the board, adding that his administration aspires to return the purchasing power to public servants. He spoke during the special iftar organized for the League of Imams and Alfas in the state at the Presidential Lodge in Abeokuta. Abeokuta said, and I quote, "We have decided to commence the sale of rice. We'll be selling it at the 50% rate of the price. We're going to commence with our civil servants. All our public servants across board will buy rice at half the price. What is the reason behind selling them? What are we trying to do? What we are trying to do is to put them in the position they were before the inflation. The purchasing power that they seem to have lost because of inflation, we are putting them back in that position." Ustaz, the governor has spoken again. You look at the context. It was during a special iftar. And that's where he said it. Perhaps it's giving the League of Imams and Afar something to go and chew on.
Thank you, Governor. At this level, that is what I'm going to say. We've been asking for steps and actions from the state government, and this is coming up. It's better late than never. It's coming up. But I have some challenges. How come in Ogun State, it has been difficult for the government to engage the general public? For all the interventions, the palliative that they've embarked upon, it has in a selected community of civil servants. And the moment that is done, you realize that nothing happens in the public space to the general public. I want to believe this might not follow that pattern, but that doesn't the pattern. For every palliative intervention that this state has brought up, it has in this organized, identifiable unit that, they say they are starting with. And when you look at it, for what is happening, they'll tell you they've attended to this and that, bring some people together somewhere and parade them before the camera, and eventually nothing happens again. The money promised students of primary and I think post-primary,
10,000 naira.
Yeah, for
indigenous students
of Ogun State is another case to look on. With schools, we just saw them. They brought these people together before the Commissioner for Education, and with schools.
Who's that? Is the governor building a reputation of making political statements? I recall when you spoke about the 100 truckloads of rice, we were so excited.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's where I'm coming to. There have been a lot of suggestions on the table when they come back. Can we revive this public utility sales office? Something commodities, you know, all over. Yeah. Can they bring them up? If that's what they are planning, and they want to ensure that they stock those offices across the state, it's a good one. But this idea, we are starting with the civil servant. From my experience, after the civil servant, you see, you know, pocketed sales here and there, and end of the story. So, the intervention of the governor, as far as this palliative is concerned, has not been sustainable. And it can't be sustainable if it's not transparent enough for it to be tracked. Something within public domain will be sustainable when it is transparent enough for you to track it. You can now offer suggestion. Can you do it this way, do it that way? That is what is missing. So whatever the governor said he's doing, we applaud him that, okay, it's coming up, I'm going to do this. But can they revive these commodity centers where people can patronize? They can go there and say, we are buying. And just not just, what do you call it, civil servant. And I don't know why giving to civil servant and, you know, engaging the public for them to benefit can't run pari passu. I don't know why. It has to start with the civil servant first. Are you test running or what? Are we not having enough of those bags of rice or what? These are the questions that are begging for answers.
Are you really optimistic that it will be solved?
Like I have always told
you, whenever I'm getting discouraged.
No, when I'm on this platform, I'm always getting careful because people are out there. They give our comments different shades of interpretation. But to be honest, looking at the past, I'm not equally optimistic. And I think I will implore the government and maybe President, I will say, please, Your Excellency, let's take actions that will give us something to chew as analysts regarding your government. The narratives out there is not, you know, favoring, and I'm honest, it's not favorable at all. People can't really sit down to hold on to your intervention that has had tremendous impact on the life of an average citizen of Ogun State since this, you know, subsidy removal regime started. Can you please? Nobody wants to report negativity. We all want to report what is working. So that's why we are making this comment, to show that these are the areas people are complaining about that we are seeing. If you can revive these commodity centers and push these products there, not just rice, several other products there, aside what is going to the civil servant, I am thinking you will give us something to chew about your government. That's the truth, and is an objective one. I just pray and hope your handlers will understand that we are honest in this. We want good result from this government.
Yeah, I agree on that. One good result. Last lap this morning. If you're thinking fuel prices coming down, the NNPCL is saying no.
That was one news I didn't like at all.
The story is in the Punch newspaper. NNPCL denies adjusting fuel pump price. The Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited has denied claims that it has reduced the pump prices of petrol and diesel. Spokesperson Olufemi Shonaya in a statement describes the claims as false, asking Nigerians to disregard same. So, forget about it. Let's open the phone lines. Okay, you want to say a few words?
Yeah, quickly. What sustains rumor? It's because people want it to happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of us want it to happen. So, play an NPC, look inward and see how to make it happen. May God bless you.
You remember landing costs?
If you're looking what?
081-3355-3996. The studio lines. 081-3355-3996 and 0701-352-9228. Good morning to you. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp if you prefer that. And that's 0815-432-1079. Good morning. Please step away from your radio set.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Majid from Africa.
Talk to us.
Okay, my comment will be on the crisis in the Niger Delta. Yeah, it is unfortunate that it has happened again. You know, we have gone through all this before. But the military should be made to realize that the community that is being held hostage because whatever happens, the military should subject itself to the rule of law. So they should be asked to leave the community, and the incident should be subjected to independent investigation so that we know what is happening. Anyway, the only thing you have to do is the structure we have in Nigeria, whereby some people feel that the country is not having the interest of the general population. The Nigerian feel that they are being oppressed and they are fighting back. So to get out of this, I don't know for how long we will continue to dissipate energy on fighting insecurity here and there. Let this country be the structure so that each region will control its resources. And those who are serious for development will know how to move ahead. To continue the same as we are developing is very important.
Thank you,
Majid. The structure.
Thank you. Restructuring as a solution. Good morning.
Good morning, Nandaleka. Good morning, Stars.
Good morning.
My name is Kamele Bulare.
Quite a long time.
Well, when I had the news of the pump price too, I mean, I was like, yes, I mean, about, you know, the one that let's see how it's going to so really work. But now that it has been, you know, debunked, right, unfortunately. But nothing is standing in for the pump price to finally be working and worrying for how it's working. All that is finally seen. We need to do something. This, you know, fuel of the thing of price determines a lot of things with the economy of every Nigeria, so it is very, very important. I mean, on the governor, with the right to be sold at half of the price of market price, I think it's a good thing. Let's see it happen, and kudos to everybody. Then, good morning, God bless you.
Thank you, God bless you.
081-3355-3996.
Good morning, Fresh FM.
Good morning, Manuel.
Good morning,
good morning, Ustaz. Yes, I go along with Ustaz. You see, let the government establish commodity boards in all the wards of the local government. Put the foodstuffs there, let people go there and buy at affordable price. If you say you want to start with the civil servant in their various ministries, you can put one commodity board in the ministry. Who wants to buy will go there and buy. If they want to buy on credit, they will buy on credit. At the end of the month, they will dealt it out of their salary. It will be so easier than saying you want to test run, you want to start with civil servant. The rest of us in the Ogun State, are we not citizens? Also, are we not citizens? Are we not living in the Ogun State? The government should think out of the box. Whatever suggestion we give on air, they should try to test it and see how it works. Commodity board will be okay. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear people in the house. I am MOK from United Towns of Ayuto. On the issue of Niger Delta, the root cause of this problem must be addressed. If they are doing a facial addressing, the root cause must be addressed. Otherwise, we will be seeing a lot of it coming up in future. So they need to address the root cause, not the facial one. Then coming down to Ogun State, it's a good thing we have had from Mr. Governor. We are the same thing equals and all that. What about former palliatives that were promised only to party card carriers? We hope this one will not be like that. The benefit should be for everybody, not only the civil servant, everybody. Supposed to enjoy. We all voted for this government, and the goodies of it must be enjoyed together. What about we retirees? We have not heard anything about us. You could imagine the revelation made the other time that this government is 8 billion as debt and has paid only 4. This is the 50 year running.
The meaning is
we are other people
who
have retired too.
Thank you, MOK. We'll have to take this break now. We'll be back shortly.
The biggest Ramadan promo is here at Femi Interior. Correct. You don't have to go to Lagos anymore. Top-notch and imported furniture are available at unbeatable prices ever.
Bubuye no ye kulafani edinwo 10% ti Ramadan promo yi. Lati ra furniture oniruru takowole lati Turkey. UK, US.
Our three-story building is fully loaded with imported furniture of different varieties. Name it. Fabric sofa, Italian leather, wine bar, dining, office table, executive bed for the classic and royal set, wardrobe.
Koto sebe, TV was neat. To wa pelu awon uva denku denku. Pelu e, el ni di POP chef mo. Pelu owo ti o garanku. Gbogbo awon oja yi e de hotel le ni bi kokon. Lodo wa lo wa.
Free delivery is also available nationwide on every product you buy from us.
Latari e di wo 10% to lo lowo lasiko Ramadan yi ni.
Hurry now, contact us at Fimi Interior opposite Navy Secondary School, Onikoko Abeokuta.
Tabi ke pe sori 08062591058.
Yasalam.
IAS Unique Concept Properties. Lucky Bobo Musulu Miku Abojuba. Oshua we Ramadan to one day.
Bákan náà ni wọ́n tún rán wa létí wípé ilẹ̀ ní ká kọ́kọ́ gbìyànjú láti ní tá a bá fẹ́ donílé lórí. Ǹjẹ́ ìwọ mọ̀ wípé ìwọ náà lè donílẹ̀ tó fọkànbalẹ̀? Pàápàá lásìkò Ramadan yìí, ìwọ lówó tó ń bẹ lọ́wọ́ rẹ ò tó nǹkan kò lè ka owó ilẹ̀. Eléyìí tó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ yìí náà kọ́kọ́ kó o wá gẹ́gẹ́ bí owó àkọ́kọ́ san. Odidi ọdún kan gbáko ló máa fi san eléyìí tó kù pẹ̀lú ìrọ̀rùn. Tí wàá gbọ́ o, bó bá ti pé oṣù méje tó o ti ń sanwó yìí bọ̀, tó o ti sanwó yìí tán, tó o tún wá fẹ́ tún ilẹ̀ rẹ tà lówó gọbọyì, a ó fún ọ láyè kó o gbalẹ̀ rẹ, kó o tà, kó o sì san owó tiwa tó kù. Kẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ̀rẹ̀ kọ́dún yìí ò tó tán, ìwọ náà ti kó sínú ilé rẹ nu òde láńlọ́ọ̀dù. Fún ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ àlàyé, pé iléeṣẹ́ IAS sórí nọ́mbà yìí 091-3901-1255.
Thank you for staying with us on Freshly Pressed. It's our home stretch now. On WhatsApp, Ustaz, didn't the documentary talk about the mistake Hamas and ISIS is making? On the Delta Youth, Ustaz, only God knows what happens. We can only conjecture. The way wipe Shagamo.
No, but Nicholas.
Because of some cultists who are used by the politicians, Nicholas. Ustaz Babangida told us Gloria Okun, a drug baroness, was in jail, but Delegiwa saw her partying in London. That journalist exposed nepotism in the army and it was kidnapped. The army is not above the law. In Owerri, the police even entered a live program and kidnapped an analyst. I have not heard Putin do that. That's from Nicholas. Looking at the messages now on WhatsApp, I don't think there will be tangible arrest in Okwama's killing. Sabotage within the military and paramilitary against the nation. Check out the national embarrassment about Binance executive sabotage. The efforts the military use in Okwama should be replicated in fighting terrorists and kidnapping. Giving national honor, scholarship, entitlement before 90 days by PBAT. I hope this will not be Luriro, Mrs. Fola. Looking at other messages. Good morning, my guests in the studio. You talk of building the nation. How? When you see the leaders not showing the example of building the nation, the jobless youth wants to take their share by any means available. We produce graduates yearly. No factories. Many have closed down. The leaders are less worried. Jesus Christ asked the disciples to follow his example. Muhammad the same. Why can't our leaders do same? We can build a house on inequality. May God save Nigeria. That's from Fidelis. Humanitarian Abdul Rashid Okinla from Shapuan Abeokuta. Alhamdulillah, hope is rising in Nigeria, my great country. Dollars is no longer rising. Things are becoming stable. Do our people become silent because it's not their expectations? But just that Almighty Allah is answering our prayers. May President Tinubu succeed. May Nigeria bounce back. Amen. Amen. I say amen to that too. Yeah. Ade Adekule from Aromi Obada. I don't know what people gain from posting fake news. I almost fought a petrol attendant and the manager yesterday at the first station in Aru for wanting to sell fuel above the pump price.
Well, I'm begging you. Apologize.
As your guest said, citizens are seriously waiting for the price to come down as low as 300 naira per liter. Good morning. Please don't fight, though. Okay. This government is full of empty promises. An example is the refineries, which was promised to be put in place. But up till now, nothing has been achieved. It is well with Nigeria, being Olatunji from Ewang State. Engineer Falabi from Shango, we are moving on. We have had a lot of suggestions in the last 10 months of his administration. There's no consistency in implementation. Empty promises from governor and federal on Niger Delta. The more you look, the less you see. They see themselves they themselves only know the reality. Good morning, all in the studio. It is too early for Labour to start making public those they will want to occupy what and what positions. They should act as a formidable opposition party. Thanks. That's from Danford. Good morning. My take is on palliative giving civil servants. Tell Mr. Governor, not only civil servants are in Ogun State, you should emulate Lagos by taking the palliative to the streets and market. Omwaye from Songo. Good morning on Freshly Press. This is a bit long. I want to appreciate our analyst. I agree with him that the crisis in Delta State and all over the Niger Delta is more of an economic and political, and the federal government and the military, as well as the private contractor, given the responsibility to secure our oil installation, when it was obvious that the military failed due to corruption and compromise to secure same. They all know the highly influential citizens rippling from the bunkering going on there, and the competition between the military and the private contractors, which created all this crisis. It is going to be difficult to get the culprits and ensure justice if the military, who is an interested party in the whole matter, is the one going after the culprits. I believe the government needs to be brutal with the economic sabotage going on and erase all forms of illegalities that have been used from all sides to address the confusion and deal decisively with whoever is involved in the whole situation. QS Ayoade Shoronke from Abeokuta. I will grab one more call as we call it a day this morning. Good morning to you. Okay. 08133553996. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I'm Olushi Diodun. I'm calling to back from the local government.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I want to talk about this palliative selling price by custom, by governor, by all these things. It's not the solution. Let the ordinary to someone this is their policy that brought us all this hunger problem in the country. Let them review that some of their policy. That's the solution. Turning right to the people with grand kill and die there is not the solution. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Simon. Okay.
Good morning to you.
Let me start from the release by some organization that Nigeria journalists have been treating me where they are demonstrating journalists in West Africa. That's the black and white. We have Nigeria more than enough radio station and television station in Nigeria. And if I happen to be the chairman of NBC, I will have sacked so many of the radio stations.
Thank God you are not.
What is it?
I said, thank God you are not.
Yes, because I can see some stations. You see, how there is only one people from one tribe that will be calling. And average from that tribe, you know what the average citizen from that tribe used to say against government. And they will not be cautioned. The Hong Kong will not caution them. I know how you have been going out by going out with your job professionally. In some stations, which have even these people. So, and they were not arrested, they were not sanctioned. So we are not saying they are gagging journalists. But we have pockets of issues in Nigeria. There's no doubt about that. But not to say that we are the worst in West Africa. That's a black and light. They just want to put the name of the government in disrepute. That's what I mean. And on the
I want to ask you a few questions.
I'm listening.
They have a research body that compiles data. Do you have?
Have what?
I'm talking about Reporters Without Borders. They compile empirical data before coming to these conclusions.
All these bodies are biased at times, so I cannot talk whatever they say. They may not be objective. They may not like the government of the day. So I will know how they use to dish out lies at times.
For the record, they rank 180 countries. So I wonder why you think Nigeria has problems.
Have we not been enjoying freedom of speech in Nigeria? How many times have we been heard that one station has been sanctioned or maybe the caller? We should say at times. We need to regulate us.
Larry, I don't want us to get into this morning.
But the truth of I got. I